What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we are back for the finale of a three-week F1 back-to-back-to-back.
I'm done with May.
I'm also done with May.
It's June.
It's now June.
And I'm okay with that.
Go us.
Like, we made it through May.
We did
May
it.
Was just a busy month, life-wise, work-wise, race-wise.
Yeah.
We're good now.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry, guys. We had, I don't know if it'll be obvious in the podcast, but we just had a little bit of...
We had to take a break.
We had to take a little a break 2 seconds into recording.
Yeah.
But we're here now and we're good.
Yeah. As I think I was saying, I am still in my Indy 500 hangover. So, which is weird because it's actually already been like over a week, but...
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't get back till Tuesday, so like kind of not, but...
But it just feels like it was yesterday.
I know.
But it wasn't. Detroit was yesterday.
Detroit was yesterday.
I didn't watch it.
And guess
it.
What? Neither did I.
I couldn't. Why would you have Detroit the week after?
I know.
I can't do it.
I hate it.
I'm clocked out. I watched Spain, though. We have energy, guys. We're just...
Look.
Bear
look.
With us, okay?
This is going to be a tough one to get through, you guys.
But we watched Spain. We watched Spain. And, okay, when I saw the news that Lance wasn't racing because of his wrist and hand injuries... all I could think about was if that had happened last year while I was there.
Oh,
like that
my
was the
God,
one,
you're right.
One F1 race that I went to. And if that happened while I was there.
You're right.
I sent you a text. I was like, he's not racing. I'm not watching.
Oh, I didn't get that text. I didn't see that text.
You were like, the people want a response. And I said, if he's not racing, I'm not watching.
Yes. Because look. Okay, we're going to address something real quick here. You don't just get to decide when you are the spokesperson for the Lance Stroll fan club. The queen. As some might say, you have to respond even when something bad happens. And you said nothing about the fact that he wasn't racing.
Okay. To be fair, though, I've been dying at work.
I agree.
And like this weekend was also really busy.
Yes.
And I just like, I barely watched qualifying. I just watched the race.
Same.
Like even my dad was like, I don't even think he watches IndyCar.
Yeah,
he's
new.
Like, you're not watching Detroit. And I was like, how do you know it's Detroit? He also says we swear too much.
I knew that was coming because here's the other so funny.
Did he tell you?
So I must have been on one last week.
I think you were because he said you swear too much. Hannah swears too much.
Like, yeah. So I did not know that my boyfriend Cam, I did not know his family listened to my show.
I didn't know. His mother.
His mom is like they didn't swear growing up. She doesn't really swear.
You don't swear around them.
I don't swear around them. Well,
not like how
not
you swear
like
around
how
me
I swear around
and on
you.
The podcast, yeah.
I'm also not around them all that often. Mm-hmm. We were at a wedding this weekend and his dad says to me, we were just chatting and he's like, yeah, Natalie was listening to your show and I didn't hear what you were talking about, but I just heard a lot of swearing. I'm like, oh God. Now, here's the thing. Like, I've been with the guy for 8 years. So like, it's not like...
You're not trying to make a good first
impression. I'm not trying to make an impression.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, whatever. Like, it's not that big a deal. But he didn't hear what we were saying and all he heard was me swearing. So I apologize. I apologize. I must have been on one last week.
You had a lot to say.
I had so much to say.
And that's okay.
I'm not going to stop swearing, but I will... I can admit when it's too much.
Yeah.
So...
I think we've been okay so far this episode.
Yeah, so if I don't think I've sworn once.
I don't know. I'll find my dad. Will text me if we have.
Yeah. Madeline, who I talked about last week, mm-hmm. about Terry Crews and Gronk.
Yeah.
She said that she texted me and she said that she was like audibly laughing throughout the whole episode. So
yeah.
Go us.
It's okay. Like, we know that people listen to our podcast, but it's nice when our friends listen to it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different because it's just like.
It is.
You have. You don't like, you know what I mean? How do I word this? Like. Your friends are always going to support you no matter what you do.
Yeah.
But it's just nice when they like go that extra step.
I agree.
And it, you know? So
I agree.
It was very nice to hear that our friends listen to our podcast.
Yes. You know what? It's very nice to know that anybody listens to
it's
our podcast.
It's very nice to know that there are people out there who actually listen to our
we
podcast.
We still do have insane imposter syndrome a lot of the time.
It's wild. But we watched the race. We watched Spain. We did.
Well... do you know what happened to Yuki in qualifying? I was at a wedding. I could
what
not
What the heck
qualifying.
Happened? No, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, he started P20. We don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. He just didn't.
He just got knocked out?
He just got knocked out.
Okay.
Like, that was it. And all I could... Okay, I saw this one video. I'll have to put it on her story tomorrow, but it's about Liam Lawson. Just, like, it's just basically, like... The lyrics, I'm sorry, I'm going to swear, but it's like, fuck you, I'm Liam Lawson.
Oh, you've never seen that? Yeah.
No, but I love it. It's my favorite thing now. Yeah. It's so good. Anyway,
I think it's the same guys that wrote, I could be so wrong. I think it's the same guys that wrote the Max Verstappen song that do like a song for everybody.
Oh, that's fair.
Is that?
I you could say anything and I'll believe you.
Okay, I'm not positive. You know what's weird, actually? When we were going to Indianapolis, my sister, I go over the night before to pack because she's incapable of packing for herself and I'm a good packer. And you know I'm a good packer.
Yeah.
And I walk into her house and dun, 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 is playing.
She's just listening to it?
She's like, yeah, it's on a loop in my brain constantly.
I'm
like,
you know, she knew she wasn't going to an F1 race, right?
No, she did.
Okay.
But she also is a type of person that just like lives in like a rainbow road. So to have that just constantly in a loop, I'm like, yeah, it actually makes sense for her.
That's fair.
Anyways.
I wonder what Liam's thinking. You know what I mean? Also, Isaac. Isaac has scored, I don't only mean in the last two races, but Isaac has scored more points than Max Verstappen in the last two races. Granted, Max got a penalty. But like, together, the Racing Bulls are doing a little bit more, like doing more than what Yuki's doing.
What am I going to say?
We saw this coming.
No.
What are you going to say?
Keep your fucking paws off of him, Christian Horner.
Oh, yeah. Isaac, do not go to Red Bull. Christian Horner, do not touch Isaac.
My first swear. That's a useful one.
We both swear at this point. It's fine. Isaac Hajar is doing insane things. Yep. But Liam Lawson is, I would say, doing a lot better. Maybe not a lot better. But better than what Yuki's doing in the Red Bull. Like, Yuki...
Yes.
Can we go back to the conversation that we had a few... episodes ago and we're like, what happens when Yuki doesn't perform well?
Right.
Do they swap him back? No. What are they doing?
I don't know at this point. Like,
Red Bull's not getting the Constructors' Championship this year. Max isn't getting drivers at this point.
They come in
fourth
in the Constructors.
That's insane.
Because I think McLaren will win it, Mercedes will be second, and Ferrari. I think the Ferraris will take third.
Because at least the Ferraris, both of them,
Ferrari is doing what Ferrari has done for the past however many years. They're not fighting for last year they kind of were.
They're just
consistent. Like, they both finish in the points.
They're just trying to get through the season.
It's like 4 and 5, 5 and 6,
6 and 7,
6 and 7,
5 and 7.
Yeah. That's Charles just
did
what
get a
they
podium.
Do.
He did get a podium.
He did, and he got a podium last week in Monaco too. So like,
so 3 and 4,
yeah,
3 and 5.
This season has been like 3 and 4, 4 and 5.
Yeah,
so like, that's great. But the Carlos Charles duo was always 6th and 7th.
Yeah, it just wasn't anything to write
consistently.
Home about.
But like, but you have that, and that actually gets you somewhere in the constructors, or you have Red Bull that relies on one driver, and then when their one driver gets a penalty, they don't get anything.
They have nothing.
So I think I'd rather take Ferrari at this point. But
well, you would always take Ferrari.
I would always take Ferrari.
I will say the race, it was a good race. Like,
definitely one of the more interesting finishes.
Yes. It was like the last few laps though that got me. And that's kind of all I want to talk about. Because Max Verstappen,
I can't defend him.
I can't defend him either, except we've all crashed out, you know?
Yes.
Like, it happens. And it was just, you know, when you're in like a bad mood and you're like, I'm just gonna sit in this, and I'll like, if one more thing happens, like, I will ruin everybody's day.
Yeah. So
like, that's kind
of, I have one idea of this happening to you. But
was
in
that
honor
when I
of,
couldn't figure out my outfit for the Indy 500?
Okay, two.
I was like, I'm not going. It's I don't have an outfit. I'm just not going to go. I'm going to bed. Good night. Don't talk to me.
I actually told this story just to my sister the other day because it was in Indy last year. And she fell asleep on the top bunk with a pillow over her head.
I was mad.
Light on. Light
I was
on.
Mad.
I know. Okay. I was thinking about when you just cried in your car, when you got into, when you, not even an accident, when the part of your car just fell off.
I was crashing out.
And that you crashed out. I was going to say, in honor of Max's crash out, we should share a crash out that we.
Okay.
A notable crash out.
I crash out all the time.
You crash out definitely more than I do.
I've been pretty good this year, though. Last year, I crashed out a lot. Actually, I was just thinking about it today because something came up on my Snap memories of like a selfie that I took. Mm. And I looked really good in the selfie. Mm-hmm. But I fully remember taking it and posting it because I had just ended things with a guy. And I was like, I need to show him that I'm mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I posted it to my story, I cried.
You crashed
like,
out.
Like full on, like crashed out, mm-hmm. went to bed, didn't eat, like just dehydrated. Just crashed out mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for no reason.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to post a selfie first, you know, and then I just was out. But I do crash out a lot, and notably in the Indy 500 last year when I hated my outfit that I chose and decided I wasn't going to go. I was like, I'm not going.
You were just there for too long.
Way too long.
Yeah.
And just talking to way too many people.
Yeah.
So.
What do you mean talking to too many people?
Well, no, like, you know, like. You have like your social battery, like yes. you're on every day for like 12 hours.
Yes.
It gets to a point when you're like, this is the last day. If one thing goes wrong.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That and was it. Like when it's a group of girls, it's never like an airy, light conversation. It's always like, what are we gossiping about?
Yeah. There's always so, something that it's never yeah. just, it's never
so it's always casual. Intense.
It's always every conversation a girl has is like about something.
Yeah. You're right.
Not bad, but just yeah. something.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, I just wish, I don't even know what I was going to say. I just wish I could like not think, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, your turn, crash out.
I have only crashed out once that I can remember.
That sounds like a luxury.
Well, look. I think this is not to be insulting. I think I regulate my emotions a little bit better than you do.
Oh, for sure. I'm medicated and it still doesn't help.
Yeah. You actually when you used to not sleep,
it was bad.
That was crashing out too. Yeah. But I dumped you guys. This is bad. I am going to throw a brand under the bus here, but it's partly my fault. I went into the grocery store and I left my school bag with, which Americans make fun of us for saying it that way, by the way.
School bag?
Bag.
Bag.
Bag. They say
bag.
Bog.
Bag. Because, I can't even do it. Because I tried to, who was I talking to about it? An American friend. And they said, it sounds like you're like saying bag, like I'm begging for this. And I was like, and I said, I'm not saying bag, I'm saying bag. And I was like, I can't hear a difference.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I was like, at that point, I was like, you're right.
Yeah. Anyways, my school bag was in my car with my computer in it and full Stanley cup. And look, Stanley's, they've never marketed themselves as being leak proof, but
you'd think they
my God, did the entire frickin' Stanley leak all over my bag and all over my computer. It dumped all over it. My computer was dead for 72 hours and so was my personality. And it was the worst time. I was also in school, like finals season. It was awful. So I said to myself, if my computer survives this, I will buy myself an Owala because Owalas are, mm-hmm. they market themselves as being completely leak proof. So far, so good. I did buy one.
Your laptop survived it.
My laptop did survive it. Mm-hmm. There's some ticks sometimes, but look, if it can get me through one more year of school, I'm the happiest girl alive.
Anyway, we're talking about crash outs because Max Verstappen
crashed out.
Okay, so most drivers were on a 2-pit stop strategy. Max was on a 3-pit stop strategy. And he had a pretty good race. You know, the McLarens had a good race. Max had a good race. And it got to the point where we didn't think anything would happen in these last like 5-6 laps. We just kind of thought it'd be like a full out like race to the finish.
Yeah.
And then safety car came out because Kimi Antonelli crashed, unfortunately. Mm.
Which, unfortunately, it's 2 weekends in a row.
I know. And we were just praising him.
I feel like the seat came out.
Ooh.
And it maybe... it's great. I finally watched it. It's great. So good. But maybe it jinxed him.
Could have jinxed him.
I really hope not.
Knock on wood. Kimi Antonelli crashed. Safety car came out. And obviously, other drivers are going to dive into the pits at that point. Max Verstappen included, even though he had already had his 3 pit stops. And so Oscar and Lando both went into the pits. They were 1 and 2 at that point. Max also went into the pits, who was trailing behind in third. On his way out, Max was like, what are these tires? Like, what did you give me?
Yeah.
And they said that they gave him hard tires. Yeah. Hard tires, which, like, if there's 5-6 more laps of the race left, like,
it was so dumb.
Like, it didn't make any sense for him to be called into the pit stop to put on hard tires. Sure, they're newer tires.
Right.
But you can't warm those up in that first lap. Like, no. It takes longer. It's not like they're softs. And also, if Oscar and Lando had gone to the pit like they would have, there's a good chance Max would have just taken the lead and then been fighting and now, defending.
There's the question about, like, whether his tires at that point would have been able to fend off but Oscar and Lando with Max, soft, fresh softs, but he already had pit.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, Max's, he already had done 3 pit stops. Like, I know. That he was on good tires, and, like, he's also a great driver. He could have defended. I think he could have
done it.
Even if he didn't get first, I think a second place finish would have been being that for sure. So, like, I don't blame him for, like, that being the catalyst to his crash out.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the car, your driver, things are heated. Like, emotions are high. Not defending his actions at all, but I can understand why that happened.
I agree.
So on the restart, Oscar Lando, they're on newer, softer tires. I don't know if they were on softer mediums, but regardless, they were not hard tires. And then it was Max and then Charles and George right behind. And Max did not, like, okay, Oscar's restart, 10 out of 10, perfect. Like, he was, you couldn't catch up to him. Like, you couldn't, anyway. Max struggled with some oversteer into, like, that final turn before the straight, mm-hmm. which allowed Charles to pass him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pass unless you pass that start. You can't mm-hmm. pass a driver unless you're over the start from the straight, which Charles was at that mm-hmm. point. And then they kind of hit tires. And then Max declared that Charles hit him to overtake, even though it was more of a racing incident at that point. Like, it wasn't on purpose. It was just happened. Max lost control of the car. Honestly, I thought he was going to, like, absolutely bin it. Mm-hmm. But he's a great driver. So, he got control of it again.
Yeah, he saved it.
So, he's pissed now at his engineer for calling him in, putting on hard tires.
Right.
He's pissed at Charles for hitting him.
Not
quote,
really. Yeah.
For passing him. He's mad at Charles because Charles passed him. And then George comes into the picture.
And look, we know the history between these two. Like, we know last year at the end of the season, tensions were high. They literally were not even on speaking terms. I don't know if that changed this year at all, but I'm willing to bet that after this race, it has gone back to that.
Yeah. After that little incident with Charles, there is a gap. George went for it. Max claimed that George was not ahead at the apex. He, in fact, was.
Race control said he was.
Race control, FIA, said that George was ahead of the apex. Max didn't like that. And because he had, like, gone off the track to get that spot mm-hmm. back, like, he's claiming that George pushed him off the track, even though George had the apex, whatever. Max was then told to give the spot back. Mm-hmm. Max didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're keeping track, he's mad at his engineer. He's mad at Charles. He's mad at George now for pushing him off the track. He's mad at whoever.
Pushing
him off the track. And now he's mad at who's ever saying,
give the spot place back.
Listen, I'd crash out at that point too. Okay. Okay. So Max reluctantly gave the spot back. Kinda. I don't really know if you can call it that, because the second that George kind of got ahead, Max just dove into him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was some sort of, like, he was trying to make a move, trying to pass him as soon as he had the opportunity, but it was just messy, completely just, like, turned in and, like, hit George. Just hit George. Like, he was playing bumper cars. I don't know. It was so weird. So at that point, there's only a few laps left. Max keeps the position that he's at, which now, unfortunately, is fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
But he's now being penalized 3 times at that point, at least 2 times. I don't fully know what his penalty count was at the end of it.
I'll tell you. Oh, it's just the one.
Was it?
It's just the one. He just received the 10-second time penalty.
Okay, my bad. I thought it was more penalties. So he, oh, because he gave the spot back, which is why technically he is, but no.
Which?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he really gave the spot back or not. But Max was sit with a 10-second penalty afterwards. And at that point, like, the grid is still pretty close together. Yep. So it's not like he could create a huge gap.
Because of the safety car restart.
Because of the safety car, yep. So dropped him down to finishing 10th place.
Yep.
We had people at our DM saying Mad Max is back. People at our DM.
Oh, Mad Max is so back.
He's so back. And, like, again, I can't defend it, but I get it. Like, I kind of get
it. I haven't seen one person online defend Max in this scenario.
Well, no, because he was wrong. But
actually,
like,
I should not say that because I know that some of the creators that we know are getting lots of hate from Max fans at the moment, but I haven't seen, like, a media outlet say that it was anyone's fault other than Max's.
Oh, no. And Max afterwards has taken responsibility. Yeah. He didn't take responsibility in the media pen. He was still pissed, still angry. It took, like, another 24 hours before he acknowledged what he did was wrong. Hey, listen, you can have your favorites and still admit when they've, like, messed up.
We've both done it. I'm a Max fan.
I'm a Lance fan. I gotta apologize a lot for that guy.
Yeah.
Max was at fault, is what it was. And, like, this episode's called Crash Out at this point because, like, that's all he did. It wasn't right, but I get it. Like, that was just one shitty thing after another that all happened within a span of, like, 2-3 laps. If that, I do not blame him for acting the way he did. It's not right. But we know how angry these drivers get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. It's not, you're not condoning the actions.
No.
But you understand what got him to that place.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. I agree. Yeah. The name of the episode is going to be Crashing Out in Catalonia.
Oh my God. That's so good. Write that down. Whatever the name of the track is.
Yeah, it is.
That's so good. I love that. And Max won Spain last year. It was, like, one of his first wins in a while. And, like, it was a kind of boring race because it was just Max took the lead and, like, went off.
Yeah.
So to go from that to this is pretty shitty. And now Max is sitting at 11 penalty points.
I was just about to say this. And if he gets one more, that's a one race ban.
Which we saw last year from K-Megs.
Yes.
And Ollie Bearman had to step in.
Yeah.
So drivers are allowed 12. That's a weird way to word. Drivers get penalty points on top of, like, their fines or, like,
time
on top
penalties.
Of, like, time penalties. Penalty points, it goes against your license. And once you accumulate 12, you get a one race ban.
Yeah.
These points are on your license for 12 months.
Yes.
So he basically has two races where he's got to, like, be an angel otherwise.
Oh, two races from his last penalty points that he got then?
So essentially, like, because there's Montreal and then there's right after Montreal. I don't remember what the race is. But then after that,
they go back to Europe, Austria.
So he has to he has to refrain from getting any penalty points
until
in Montreal.
After Austria?
Or Austria. Okay. Because after that, then he's down to 10. Like, then his first point from last year gets removed.
Got it.
And then he's like, he can breathe a little bit.
Got it.
Remember we talked about Pierre at one point a few years ago?
Because Pierre was getting close, but he actually...
Yeah, but then he was fine.
He was fine because he waited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 months.
He waited.
So Max can't get any more penalties in Montreal or Austria. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
And that's might be difficult for Max a little bit.
It might be.
At this point.
Yep. We'll see.
Who would they get? Can we have the same thought at the same time? Who would replace him? Is that your thought?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would they put in the car?
I don't have a fucking clue.
Liam Lawson's not going
back in the car. Daniel
Ricciardo? Danny Rick is long gone from F1. No way he would go back in the car. I don't know. It would just be Yuki?
No.
No, they'd have to raise another driver. Isawa, is that his name?
Iwasa,
yeah. Iwasa, like, maybe. He's technically, like, a reserve driver.
Technically, yeah.
He's probably on standby, not gonna lie.
Yeah, for
He'll
sure.
He'll be in Montreal in case something happens. Well, I feel like they'd get him. I honestly feel like they'd get him in if anything were to happen.
But in Montreal, it would have to happen during the race, right?
I guess, yeah.
Or does a... Yeah, they don't...
No, you can get a penalty if something happens during qualifying. In quali? Yeah. Isaac?
No.
How?
No. I've been saying this for months now. Absolutely not.
Well, who would... Who? We sound like owls. Dude. What are you, a fucking owl?
Yeah. Jordan.
I don't know. Put Christian Horner in the car. See what he can do.
For the love of God.
I want to talk about Oscar Piastri for a second because I saw an interesting quote and I want your thoughts on it.
Okay.
So this is from someone named Grace. I don't know if this is her last name or just the handle, but it's Grace Van Sciver on Instagram. So I don't know where the original quote came from, but her post says, I read somewhere, is Lando Norris becoming to Oscar Piastri what Daniel Ricciardo became to Max Verstappen?
I saw this.
I read that like 12 times because I was like, holy shit.
I saw it and I was like,
Hey, maybe. Like, you know?
I know.
So to recap, Danny Rick was Red Bull's golden boy.
Yeah.
He was like on track to like, no pun intended, but like on track to like be the next world champion. Like Red Bull had molded him, brought him up from like the junior levels. Mm-hmm. He was everything to Red Bull.
And in these seasons, it was peak Lewis Hamilton dominance and then Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen in the Ferraris were also very strong at the time, and obviously Valtteri in the Mercedes too. So, but it really, like, in order, I believe, was like Lewis, Seb, Danny.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Danny was on that was his prime.
Yeah.
And then this young gun, Max Verstappen, comes in, and Danny Rick is not okay with being the second driver anymore.
Right.
And leaves, and that's when he goes to Renault.
Yeah,
because he thinks Renault can treat him better.
Yeah,
Renault will appreciate him the way that Red Bull didn't. Yeah. Like it was really like it was like a switch where Red Bull made Max a priority. They were like, oh, we know what this guy can do. Like he's our number one driver. They didn't come out and say that, obviously, but like there was a dynamic in the team where that
long day.
There's that dynamic in the team, and you knew that was happening. He goes to Renault, goes to McLaren.
It just was never the same.
Yeah, and it just, like, spiraled from there with Danny's career, unfortunately. Like, sad to say, but it's true.
Yeah.
All because Max Verstappen came in and took his spot.
Yep.
Are we seeing that again with Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris?
Look, I think we're having a different conversation. Though, if Lando wins the championship in 2024, we're having a much different conversation.
Yep.
And he was close.
He was close.
Like, Danny wasn't that close.
You're right.
You know?
Danny was never, like, he couldn't be like, world champion
Lewis
for sure.
Lewis was just so dominant at that time. But nobody also, was.
Yeah, but it was the car, too, itself. And so, like, had Danny stayed at Red Bull, like, could we have seen him fighting alongside Max? Like,
yeah.
And actually fighting for that championship? I don't know.
Look, this is not a new thing in Formula One, though. This is Mercedes.
Yeah.
2.0. But here's the thing. Oscar and Lando don't put out a front with animosity. They put up a united team.
Whereas that's not Red Bull.
Right. That wasn't, well, like Max and Danny got along.
Yeah, but you
but
could
you
tell.
But they also like crashed into each other more than once.
It was like they were like fight it out.
Yeah.
And that's not a thing at McLaren.
Right.
And you make a good point. Like McLaren, Lando last year was definitely the more dominant driver. Oscar's at this year. Like, they right. seem to be on very, like, similar...
Equal...
Playing fields is what it is. But it is interesting to know that, like, we know that when Lando came into McLaren, he was young. And they, like, they sculpted him. Like, they wanted him to be his golden boy.
Yeah.
And he is. He was. And now we're at a point in the season where, like, hold up, Oscar's leading the championship. Like, is he the better driver? Is he now going to be the new golden boy? Like, I don't blame, like, whoever made that post or had that original idea, like, it's got a lot of people thinking.
For sure, for sure. I just think that we can be so, like, tunnel vision in this sport. in any sport. And we're, yes, Oscar's having a really dominant season right now. Lando had a really great dominant season for three quarters of last year too. Yeah. So this is where we have to remember that, like, it's not like Oscar's come in and this is his first season and he's taken over.
Whereas, like, with Max, you could, like, his first season, like, he was winning races.
Right, right.
With Red Bull, sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something, it's food for thought, and it's something to, like, keep an eye on.
Food for thought.
We have said in the past that we wondered whether Lando would leave McLaren if this was to continue. I don't know if it's, like, a fair thing to, like, comment on at this point, because he's been really loyal to McLaren. They've been loyal to him. They tried to find him, like, a good teammate.
And,
like,
to be fair, he's only 10 points behind Oscar.
Exactly.
It's not like there's anything a huge difference, like, as there was with Max and Yuki, or, yeah, like, how there was with Max and
Checo. Max and all of his teammates,
all,
yeah,
his teammates, you know? So, like, they are on more even playing fields, yes, you know? Yeah. So it's, but it is interesting because, like, we do see the dynamic, and, like, everyone in the sport, everyone who watches the sport, is going to compare the drivers and the situation to, like, what we've already seen.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is going to look for these, like, invisible strings and, like, try to connect everything to everything. Like, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was just an interesting thought where I was like, whoa.
I know. It makes you think.
Oh, how are we forgetting this? Nico Hülkenberg.
Oh, finishing fifth.
Overtake, like, passing Lewis Hamilton. Out, like, fully outpacing him on those last laps. To finish fifth?
So I guess sixth, but then when Max was bumped down, yeah, moved him up to fifth.
But,
yeah,
but I think we're missing the important part.
No,
here,
no, we are. We are.
He passed Lewis Hamilton in the Ferrari. And he had gone in for a pit stop, too.
I don't want to talk about it.
I understand. Okay.
But, like, it's nice to see that this team is doing something, because I really can't stand when there's just that one team that's 19th and 20th all season and you just don't expect anything of them.
And, like, that was the last 3 years with them.
Yeah. We're, like, it's nice to see one car is getting into Q3 every second weekend. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I and like to see they're not last it. In the, like, Alpine's last right now in the
they constructors. Are, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alpine's just,
you know. Yeah, we have McLaren obviously with the lead, 362 points. Ferrari second with 165 points. Mercedes close behind in third with 159 points, literally 6 points off,
wow,
from being second. Red Bull with 144 points, except guess how many points is from Max out of 144?
140.
137.
Wow. I was fucking close.
Isn't that insane, though? Like, I mean, we saw it last year, but, like, okay, like, Lando and Oscar are 10 points off. And if we look at Mercedes, like, George is 111, Kimi's 50 or 48 points.
Has,
like,
Yuki contributed in his time at Red Bull? Has he contributed any? Probably doesn't split it up like that.
It doesn't. I don't know. Just says 10 points. And I think he got some points while he was still at
V-Carb. He did.
But, okay, let's think about this for a second. Let's do the math. So there are 7 points that Max's other teammates have gotten.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Yuki got most of them, if not all of them.
So Yuki has got 7 points.
Yuki's got 7 points with Red Bull. How, like, at, what are they doing? Do you know what I mean? Like, come on. At that point, like.
Guys, I have to say it. You may fight me on this.
Okay.
We need someone new at the helm.
Like, get rid of Helmut Marko and Christian Horner?
Yes.
Yeah.
We need someone new at the helm. Because, yes, Max doesn't need a team principal to give him a good. He does need a better pit strategy. But that's very rare. Very rare occurrence for Red Bull to fuck up the strategy. They normally do not do that. And their pit stops are always really fast.
I think Red Bull just needs to take a look at themselves and be like, oh, we don't have the fastest car anymore. Like, we should probably fix what else is going on at the on this team.
Well, like, if they have no budget, though, like, if they've blown their budget, true, then they can't do that. But my question is, look, like, a team principal needs to provide.
Did you turn that light off?
It was never on.
It was on.
No, it wasn't.
For sure it was on.
I promise you it wasn't.
I turned it on.
I promise you it wasn't, because, okay, I don't like fake light, and I would have noticed it.
Okay.
You Sorry. Need a team principal to make good decisions for your team. And
Christian Horner is not doing that.
Well, just bringing in a new driver is not a good decision.
No,
fixing absolutely. The car to tailor it to a driver other than just Max would be a good decision. Mm. But he has been through Pierre, Alex, Checo, Liam, and Yuki without looking at the car.
Danny was also
his and Dan. Well,
yeah.
I don't put Danny in there because Danny left on his own accord, and the car was really good, and Danny knew how to drive it.
Yeah, you're right.
But since then, I feel like they haven't made decisions that have benefited their second driver and the team. And Max, they don't need to make decisions for Max.
No,
Max is a good enough driver. You can give him a car and throw him out there. He doesn't need. But it's working with the other drivers, and that's why, like, you look at someone like James Vowles right now, who became he mentored under Toto, which is like amazing because Toto is one of the best team principals in Formula One history. And then you see what he's able to do when he gets handed a team that is a struggling team, but he makes good decisions about, oh, hey, we're gonna have Alex in, and yes, Logan was in. We needed to can Logan. That wasn't working.
But I think
we
needed to bring in Franco. Logan a fair amount of chances.
Right, they did.
And also, like,
they tried to work with him.
They understood that they would not go from, like, 0 to 100.
Yes, exactly.
They knew that they'd have some shitty years.
Yeah.
And they did, unfortunately. Yeah. But they're taking the steps that you would expect a team to take.
Right.
Whereas Red Bull is, like, they're trying to do the same thing they've been doing for the last 3 years. It's not working anymore.
Yeah. Like, Williams is playing the long game, and Red Bull just wants, like, immediate results, like, right now. And it's just not...
It's not possible.
It's not possible. How many guys have to tell you that the car is not drivable for anybody but Max for you to do something about it? That's the thing. And, like, we've had this conversation. Like, I feel like a broken fucking record. But, like, we need someone new at the helm here. Truly.
New at the helm. I don't know what helm means.
Not helm mutt.
No, I know, but I don't think I know what helm means.
It's like a boat term.
Okay, we're SailGP talk now.
The helm? The helm of a ship.
No, that's not a thing.
The helm of a ship. Yeah, it is.
H-E-L-M?
It's the steering apparatus.
The wheel?
Sure.
At the helm. New at the helm is a figurative expression meaning a new person has taken position of leadership. I get it.
But it is a boat term.
It is a boat term.
You also this is like so many episodes where she hasn't like looked up something that I've had to say. So like, this is really good.
Thank you. I just keep it to myself now. No, just kidding. I don't really have any more thoughts. It's just Max crashed out. Oscar's the new Max.
Maybe.
Red Bull is... stupid. Respect. Non-derogatory.
Parentheses
non-derogatory.
Yeah.
Red Bull, I'll fix that. Red Bull makes stupid decisions.
Yeah.
But we knew that.
Yeah.
And then Montreal is coming up, and that's our race. That's our home race. That's Lance's home race. If he's not racing, I'm... I was going to say something really dark, but I'm not going to do that.
We.
It's not that funny. We.
We.
Are you happy to be in Montreal?
We.
Guys, we're kind of losing it. This is a short episode today.
I'm crashing out.
We are both crashing out. Just like Max, who, again, not defending him, but we get it.
We understand.
As some girlies who have also crashed out, we get it. We're not doing it while racing at high speeds. We're doing it usually in the comfort of our rooms, but we get it. And that's okay. It's not okay, but we get it. And we're here for you, Max.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. Can we end this episode?
Please. Wait, we've
got... Oh, yeah. Okay. So we have a lovely friend named Jessica who is based in Toronto. I'm pretty sure based in Toronto. Met her at the Indy last year in Toronto. And she has sent us the little Lego collectibles, the F1 collectibles, which are really cute. And I didn't realize that you didn't know... what they were.
Yeah, nor did I. So we're gonna find out.
Okay, how do I open it? Just open it. Oh, I lost his helmet, but I got Alpine.
Two types of people.
Shit. Oh my god, these are so many pieces here. I got Alpine. What'd you get?
I got Sauber, I think.
Okay. We have one more.
Right?
This is Looks Sauber. Like Sauber. It's wow. Green. And this is... Frick. It's red, guys. It's red. But what kind of red? I keep dropping pieces. Shit.
Oh my gosh.
What'd you get?
Another Sauber.
I got a Haas. And now my pieces are mixed together. So we have Ollie Bearman. We have Pierre Gasly.
And we have Gabby Bortoletto and Nico Hülkenberg.
And we're going to put these together off camera.
Not right now,
because
though.
I actually lost three pieces on the ground. But I see them. So we're good. Oh my God. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica. This is so sweet. I did not know that you could not see which ones you're buying.
I know.
So this is such
either.
A fun little, like, this will get addicting, unfortunately, for me.
Thank God there's not a lot of pieces. What if we mix them and create
our own car?
Al-Hasber.
Oh, yeah. Al-Hasber. Let's make them as is, okay. So we know which pieces go where.
Okay.
And then we'll switch like helmets and shit, okay?
Well, that sounds fun.
What's your hyperfixation of the week, Emma? Go.
Fuck, Hannah told me to think about something and I didn't. You go first. You didn't think about something either. You. You know what? I tried this really good iced blueberry latte from a local cafe in Winnipeg.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And it was really good. And now I want to learn how to make it.
Okay.
an iced blueberry latte.
I'm back in Winnipeg and there is Krispy Kreme here.
That's your hyperfixation?
And yep. When I'm in Winnipeg, I go to Krispy Kreme because I don't get it in the States.
No. I live. No. My hyperfixation, Dairy Queen, their summer menu. It is the cake batter.
I went twice last week.
I went
two
twice
days in a row.
Last week.
You got cake batter and then what?
It was the cake. No, not cake batter. It was the one where it was all mixed. It was chocolate and cookie dough.
Oh.
It was like a mix in the mixing bowl. It was the mixing bowl. Oh, okay. It's the new one
I should try
on
that
the
one.
Summer menu.
Okay. I went one night and got the cake batter, and then I was like, Cam, I should have got the cotton candy. And he's like, well, let's just go back and get you the cotton candy. So then I got the cotton candy.
That's amazing. The mixing bowl, it's on their summer menu.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm also kind of like hyperfixating.
No.
I'm going to go Dairy Queen right now.
I'm going to go to Dairy Queen actually on my way home.
Dairy Queen, sponsor us, please.
Because I went on a date the other night, and I was like, I will only go out with you if we're getting ice cream after. Like,
yeah.
That was
as
it.
You fucking should.
I was like, I'll go out, but I want ice cream.
Yeah.
This was Spain. Pain if you're Max.
Kind of, yeah. This has been a crazy episode. But look, you guys, we have some fun things coming.
We
so
do.
Like,
we have really fun things coming. This camera's
so
going to die.
Bear with us. The camera's going to die. Wrap it up.
I did. I said, this is Spain or
we are
pain,
track
or
talk.
Pain if you're Max.
We are track talk.
Okay, ciao for now.